This is Esther Lovejoy with an important lesson from the life of David on today's View from the Sparrow's Nest. The road to the throne had been a difficult one for David. He had run and hid for years as Saul continually threatened his life. But finally, God's promise was fulfilled and David was established as Israel's king. Long live the king. Unfortunately, that was not a sentiment shared by his son Absalom, and once again, David was on the run. This time, his own flesh and blood, the child he loved, was threatening his kingdom and his life. It's in these circumstances that David makes this incredible declaration. Let God do to me whatever seems good to him. The context of my reading David's words made them intensely meaningful for me. I was baffled by God. Like David, my circumstances seemed to totally contradict all of God's promises. Had David struggled with any of the same emotions and questions that were mine? We aren't told what David was feeling, but his words reveal something so important about David's response to his circumstances. David saw the outcome as up to God, not up to Absalom, and he surrendered to God in his purposes. David's response teaches us a vitally important lesson. This was ultimately not about David and Absalom. This was about David and God. David refused to see himself at the mercy of his son, but instead recognized that he was under the care of a God he trusted. David chose to yield, not to his son's evil intentions, but to a God who knew best. And I made that my choice too. This is Esther Lovejoy. To hear this and other radio blogs, go to viewfromthesparrowsnest.com.